This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 6th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission will come to order. Before we get started, I want to take a moment to congratulate Commissioner McGann on the birth of his son. Welcome another McGann to the world, and congratulate you. You look like you're getting plenty of sleep, so that's great. The first item on our agenda is the correction and approval of minutes. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
I do. I move that the Commission rescind its action of September 22, 2011, approving the minutes of the open meeting of September 1, 2011, and approve instead corrected minutes for the open meeting of September 1, 2011, as set forth in agenda document number 11-60.
Thank you. Do we want to do a combined motion for the minutes of September 22nd as well?
Sure. And along the same motion, we will approve the minutes of September 22nd, agenda document 11-61.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is agency procedure following the submission of probable cause briefs by the Office of General Counsel. And I will turn to Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This procedure covers an item that wasn't previously covered in our procedural, either in the statute or the regs. When we get close to the probable cause stage and a recommendation is made to find or not to find probable cause, the respondent has the opportunity to file a brief. And then at that particular point, depending on whether or not we have a probable cause hearing, if we have a probable cause hearing, then The general counsel will then give us notice as to whether or not it intends to continue with its recommendation or to withdraw it. If we don't have a hearing, the recommendation occurs after the respondent files the respondent's brief in reply to the Office of General Counsel's brief. Our history has been, though, on occasion the general counsel will provide us with additional comments in the way of arguments or maybe a factual discussion supporting the recommendation that it is whether or not to go ahead or not. And the question has arose as to whether or not the respondent would have the opportunity to provide some reply to what the Office of General Counsel does. What this does is simply say that if the at the conclusion of the hearing, if the Office of General Counsel wants to proceed with the recommendation and accompanies that with a memorandum of some kind and provides new facts or new laws or makes new arguments that were not previously covered, the respondent has the opportunity to request the commission to provide the commission with its own discussion with respect to those new legal facts or new legal arguments or facts that are discussed. And at that particular time, it's up to the commission to decide whether or not to grant that request. If the commission grants it by 4 votes, then the respondent has the opportunity to file that document. With that, I would move approval of agenda document 1153A.
Mr. Walther, I'll ask
subject to any technical and conforming changes that might be proper to provide by the Office of General Counsel.
I'll ask you to hold your motion for just a moment because we made a procedural mistake. We need to do our late submitted document motion so that your revised draft is properly before us. Vice Chair Hunter?
Thank you. I move to suspend the rules for the timely submission of documents in order to consider agenda document numbers 1153A and 1158A.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Thank you to the Secretary for reminding us, and again, my apologies for procedural.
I hereby repeat that motion.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? I want to thank my colleague for his efforts on this procedure. This has been a priority for you, Commissioner Walther, and I appreciate your work on this over the past weeks and for working with your colleagues and OGC to refine the document. I know this has taken a little bit longer than you would have liked to, but I appreciate your patience, and I think the final product is worth the wait, and I'll be happy to vote for your motion. Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on our agenda is a draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking for internet communication disclaimers. Ms. Rothstein of the Office of General Counsel, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you are two agenda documents, 1158 and 1158A. Each is a draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking for disclaimers on certain internet communications. Agenda document 1158 was originally on the Commission's September 22nd open meeting agenda and was held over until today. Agenda document 1158A is a revised draft. The ANPRM provides that the Commission is considering whether to revise its regulations concerning disclaimer requirements for certain advertisements on the Internet. The ANPRM invites comments addressing the ways that campaigns, political committees, voters, and others use the Internet and mobile device applications to disseminate and receive campaign and other electoral information. It also seeks comments on certain technological limitations as well as technological opportunities for complying with the disclaimer requirements of the Act. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Counsel. Any discussion? Mr. Hunter?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank the Chair for her leadership on this issue. She has made this a priority of hers for her term as chairman, and we appreciate that. She had to pull us along a little bit, dragging our heels, I'll admit. But I think it's an issue that does deserve some attention. Obviously, we had a couple of AOs this year that were deadlocked and maybe confused the public a little bit. So I think it is a worthwhile effort, and I appreciate her efforts to get it going. I just wanted to point out, as noted on page 2 of the advance notice, we don't anticipate having a final rule on this issue during this election cycle, in part because we're already sort of well into the election cycle, and in part because this is an advance notice. And so we'll decide once we get the comments back from the public on whether to do an NPRM. And then obviously that takes a little bit of time to get comments, you know, probably have a hearing and then promulgate a rule. So by virtue of just the timing of getting a rulemaking done, and also, you know, I don't believe any of us have an interest in changing the rules during the election cycle, particularly if they make them more strict, so to speak. So I just wanted to point that out, and also because we are working on a number of other rulemakings, the Chair and I are both on the Regulations Committee, and we're working together on trying to get out NPRMs for a couple of different rules, one, Citizens United, and the other one for Emily's List, Speech Now, and the Kerry decisions, which we're now calling, you ready for this, the Independent Political Committees and Other Committees that Engage in Independent Spending Rule. If anybody has any better ideas for a title, we're open to suggestions. It's a little bit wordy.
The anything goes rule.
The anything goes rule? That could be.
You might get some objection from that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure that'll get 4 votes.
Well, you put it out for comment.
Okay. Anyway, thank you for your efforts in this rule.
Thank you. As the Vice Chair noted, we have had several advisory opinion requests that focus on the changing technology and how it intersects with our regulations. And I think it's probably fair to say that our regs have been outpaced by technological innovations. This ANPRM is seeking comment on whether and how the Commission should revise the disclaimer rules as applied to advertising taking place online. This is an early stage, as the Vice Chair noted, and I frankly had hoped we could get it out earlier and try to have an impact on this election cycle, because I think a lot of people are engaging in this, and giving them some guidance in this area I think would be very useful. Comments will be due 30 days from publication in the Federal Register, which is approximately a month from now, and we look forward to comments from those who advertise online, those who sell online advertising, as well as other stakeholders to help us determine the best way to make sure our rules are both up to date and sufficiently flexible to accommodate future technological advances. So we do look forward to public comment on the topics raised in the ANPRM so that we can properly identify a scope for a rulemaking going forward. So. Commissioner Walther?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I share the comments of the Vice Chair in complimenting the Chairman for leading this the chair, pardon me, for leading this effort, because I think all of us, and certainly I feel this way, when we've been faced with questions from companies like Google and you know, Facebook trying to decide what to do, I think we've felt a little bit at a loss as to really where to leap, and whether or not what we're doing is a precedent that we didn't anticipate. And so it's been hard for me, I think, to sometimes move forward on some of these issues with a lack of security that that's all we're doing and not something more we really don't understand. And I think this will make us much more educated on what we can and can't do, and I think it would be a great help to all of us. So it's my pleasure to move approval of the drafted advance notice of proposed rulemaking for the Internet communication disclaimers is set forth in Agenda Document 1158A, and to authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming changes.
Thank you, Commissioner Walter. Any further discussion? Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to echo what others have said about thanking the Chair for her leadership on this issue. I, too, plan to support this advance notice. Just wanted to add a couple of thoughts. Agencies like the FEC always face a bit of a rulemaking challenge when trying to regulate something that is complex and ever evolving, and the Internet is certainly that. When trying to regulate such a subject, by the time a rule is adopted, oftentimes the concerns that the rule was designed to address have become yesterday's news. And as we all know, the Internet is a premier example of a technology whose contours and characteristics are ever-evolving. And I think that any rule that the agency might consider needs to respect this reality. Not only has the Internet become a major and in many cases, the primary source for individuals to obtain political news and information, but it has also become one of the most significant tools for engaging in political discourse and dialogue. The Commission's traditional stance with respect to the Internet is to take a largely hands-off approach to political speech on the Internet, and I think that's been a wise choice. I think as a result of that decision, that political speech on the Internet has flourished. And I think that same spirit that has guided the Commission in the past should also inform our future decisions as well. And I think any rule that the Commission might consider ultimately at the end of this process with respect to disclaimers on Internet political ads should be flexible enough to accommodate the dynamic nature of the Internet and the you know, and its constantly evolving character. And I think we'd also agree that it should not involve the Commission being involved in dictating to online content providers what sort of software they should be using or what sort of technologies they should be employing, as those sorts of considerations are typically outside the expertise of the agency. So I wholeheartedly support sending out this advance notice. Look forward to the comments we get back, because I think that this is an issue that does need to have greater clarity, as has been noted. We've had some advisory opinions that have dealt with this in the past. I think that we haven't. I think that the there is a lack of clarity, a lack of clear understanding out in the regulated community about what the rule is in this area. And so I'm hoping that at the end of this process we can find a consensus approach that will better inform those who are subject to the regulation about when disclaimers are required and in what form they need to be presented. And certainly look forward to working with my colleagues in terms of crafting the best rule on the subject. So at the appropriate time, be happy to support it.
Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you, Council. The next matter on our agenda, Draft Advisory Opinion 2011-18, will be held over to a future meeting as indicated on the agenda. One final matter. As we mentioned at our last meeting, the Commission has been working to develop some basic guidance for committees that intend to establish separate accounts for independent political expenditures pursuant to the decision in Kerry versus FEC. The Commission issued this guidance yesterday in a statement that went out to our normal press channels, and there were stories on it this morning, so it has certainly been picked up. Copies are available outside on the table if anyone would like an another copy. It will be on our website as well. And I want to thank my colleagues for working with me to issue this statement, which I think was necessary given the outcome of the Kerry case. In that case, the National Defense PAC sought to solicit and accept unlimited contributions, as well as contributions from corporations and labor unions, for the purpose of engaging independent expenditure campaigns. NDPAC planned to keep two separate bank accounts to segregate the unlimited funds and those funds raised pursuant to the Act's amount limits and source prohibitions, as under the Act known as hard money. On August 19th, the United States District Court for the District of D.C. issued a stipulated order and consent judgment in that case where the Commission would not enforce the Act's amount limitations with regard to those contributions received for independent expenditures as long as NDPAC maintained a separate bank account as described and allocated its administrative expenses between the accounts in a manner that closely corresponds to the percentage of activity for each account. This judgment was the settlement mirrored the court's opinion a little bit earlier this summer. Since the case was settled, the Commission has received questions from other committees who would like to organize their affairs consistent with the judgment in Kerry. This statement is intended to provide guidance for those committees who would like to follow in the footsteps of the committee at issue in Kerry. However, complicating this matter is the fact that our current forms and reporting software were created prior to recent decisions and are not exactly tailored to committees organized with a separate non-contribution account. So as the Vice Chair noted, we are working on a comprehensive rulemaking, and in that process we will consider amendments to our forms to make this all more clear and more manageable for committees. But in the meantime, we wanted to provide guidance to individuals who might want to follow NDPAC and the Kerry decision and provide them with the guidance on what to do given the existing state of our forms. We hope this answers some of the questions that non-connected committees are currently having with respect to this type of activity and how to report it. I want to thank a number of members of the agency staff who worked to pull this together, from our reports analysis division, Debbie Ciccona, from our information division, Greg Scott, from our IT division, Jeff Chumley, from our press office, Judy Ingram, and several from our general counsel's office, but principally Nevin Stepanovic and David Eikens. There were a number of people who worked hard on getting this guidance out and getting it right so that the details of reporting would be available for committees, and I want to thank them for all of their work, and I want to thank my colleagues for working to get this out. I think it's important wherever we can to provide as much guidance as possible in specific terms with respect to reporting. Is there any further comment? Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters for the Commission?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you. Our meeting is adjourned.